Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraig Lodge is here now with the sports news. Pádraig, not a good night for the women's hockey team.
No, unfortunately not, Aisling. It certainly wasn't jolly hockey sticks for Ireland last night. They failed to make the semi-finals of the European Championships. They needed to beat the host Germany, who were ranked 7 places above them by 2 clear goals. The match finished in a scoreless draw. Ireland were awarded a penalty stroke early in the game, but Hannah McLaughlin's shot was easily saved by the German goalkeeper. And at one stage, the Irish team was down 2 players with green cards for Róisín Upton and Niamh Carey. Our reporter Siobhan Madigan was in Mönchengladbach and she asked Irish player Hannah McLaughlin about their failure to score any goals in their 3 pool games.
Yeah, I think that's the story of the tournament, unfortunately. Obviously, we bounced back very well against France and we're a lot proud of our performance, but as you said, it comes down to goals. You know, I missed a stroke and that's a game-changing moment. Our PCs weren't clinical enough, so we still have a lot to grow on, but incredibly proud of the performance compared to France.
I know you'd done a lot of work on penalty corners defensively before you came to this tournament. Offensively, you had many, many chances and there didn't seem to be too much variation from them. And ultimately, it was the same result.
I think we did have variation, but if we look at our last couple of tournaments, we've been very clinical with the same corners. It's just the level of detail, and unfortunately, you know, in France we hit the post 3 times and things just didn't go our way. But again, as you said, it's down to the scoreline and we didn't quite do enough.
Packed midfield today and used the channels well, but again lacking that little bit of composure in the circle with that last touch.
Well, maybe I think we were in control and I think we had the Germans rattled for a lot of the game. I think our final third is somewhere as a team we need to do a little bit better, but we created more than enough opportunities to win the game, so that's, you know, bitterly disappointing.
There has been a positive. Has it been the find of Lizzie Murphy in goal this tournament?
It definitely hasn't been the find. She's been like that for the past 2 or 3 years. She's just got to show the world today, but at training week in, week out, that's a pretty basic performance from her. She's an unbelievable player.
That's Hannah McLaughlin. The European champions PSG fought back from 2-0 down with 5 minutes left to draw 2-2 with the Europa League winners Tottenham in the Super Cup final. The French side then went on to win 4-3 on penalties, with Nuno Mendes scoring the decisive penalty in the shootout. 2 more League of Ireland sides are in European action tonight with a focus on the Conference League third qualifying round. Shamrock Rovers trail Kosovan side Balkany 1-0 going into the second leg at Tallaght Stadium, and St Patrick's Athletic are 4-1 down as they head to Turkey to face Besiktas. There'll be a live blog available on those games on rte.ie/sport and also on the RTE News app. Former Masters champion Sergio Garcia has been confirmed as one of 3 members of the Saudi-backed LIV Golf, who will take part in next month's Irish Open at the K Club. Joining the Spaniard at the tournament will be 5-time major winner Brooks Koepka and Tyrrell Hatton. Garcia won the Irish Open in 1999 when it was played at Druids Glen. Tennis great Monica Seles has revealed she's been diagnosed with a rare muscle weakening condition. Seles, who's 51, started experiencing double vision and extremely depleted strength in her arms and legs in 2019 and has been diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, which currently has no cure and badly affects her day-to-day life. Seles won 9 Grand Slams and was the dominant player in women's tennis before she was stabbed during a match in Hamburg in 1993. All 3 Irish sailors at the European Championships have made it through to the Gold Fleet race. Eve McMahon is up to 3rd overall. Ronnie O'Sullivan won the last 4 frames to see off China's Shang Bingzhu and reach the quarterfinals of the Saudi Arabia Masters. The 7 times world champion looked to be heading home when trailing 5-2, but he came storming back to win 6-5. And finally, in racing, the feature race at Goran Park last night, the listed Hurry Harriet Stakes, was won by the 4-1 shot Naomi LaPaglia for trainer Ger Lyons and jockey James Ryan.
Pádraig, thank you for that.